On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, and today sees the start of National Volunteer Week.
This is such an important week to shine a light on the amazing volunteers that we have within our community. There are so many of them and they do an incredible job.
Penguin Rehab and Release is an organisation here on the Northwest Coast that do amazing work and need volunteers to operate. One of those is Kathy Greaveson. Good morning. What do you do there at Penguin Rehab and Release?
Okay. Well, we take in penguins, the majority are little penguins, but we do also take in other seabirds that need to come into care due to injury, misadventure, illness, and we rehabilitate them and get them back out into the wild.
When you say misadventure, what should people do if they come across a penguin or another seabird, I guess, that they think is in the wrong location or potentially injured, but they don't want to get too close? Or
basically, if penguins are found out of the colony, particularly during daylight hours, there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing to do is to ring, say, the Bonnerong Wildlife Rescue Hotline.
Yep.
Or you can ring Wildlife Management Branch, ring through to them in Dapipri. Also, there's marine conservation can be called, or mm-hmm. parks and wildlife.
Yeah, sure.
They get skittled on roads. They get bailed up by dogs and cats. All sorts of things happen to them. And, so basically, if they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, they need to come into care just to get, at least to get assessed. We've had some birds that have come in, and they've come in and they've gone out a couple of days later. They just needed to be rehydrated. We swim them to make sure that they're waterproof and that they're fit for release, and then off they go.
Where are you sitting at the moment? I mean, it's great to have you on the radio and spread some awareness. How are you going financially? Are you accepting of donations?
Yes. We actually operate on the generosity of the members of the public and local businesses. The birds can be really expensive. They cost they can cost more than $100 a week per bird.
Yeah, okay.
And without, donations, we would have to close our doors.
And being National Volunteer Week, you obviously need more volunteers to keep operational. How do we go about getting involved?
Yeah, we do a volunteer intake before the busy season each year, and we have some training days. It's very hard to get new volunteers up to speed when it's as busy as it is,
mm-hmm.
because everyone's running around. There's no time to train people up because we have very particular ways of doing certain things, because we have to make sure that their hygiene practices are absolutely top rate, because these birds are not adapted to our environments at all. They're adapted to the sea, and so they can suffer from a lot of different illnesses if we don't have the right environment sort of set up for them. We don't keep that hygiene at a high level.
Gosh, you're doing such an amazing job. What would your advice be to people that, to people that live near the beach, to everybody here listening on the Northwest Coast, because we all really live not that far away, to hopefully lead to a point where you're not having to take in so many birds that have found themselves injured? Is it a message to dog and cat owners? What should people be aware of?
One really important thing is, particularly during the spring and summer months, which is the breeding season, if people are driving after dark, to go slowly, and to keep an eye out for these little guys as they cross the roads. But they've only got short legs. They can't get out of our way. So there are certain areas where they like to cross. And, and being hit by cars is one of the major reasons they get killed, or they may come into care. Another one is, we do have some oiled birds. So since the end of 2019, we've had a series of birds come in from small oil spills from Stanley Wharf along to Crayfish Creek. We don't know the source of those spills, so we're asking for the members of public, the locals, to keep an eye out and to let us know if they find any birds who've been affected by oil, so that we can try and find the sources of the spills and stop them recurring. Also, if you've got cats and dogs, keep them away from the penguins.
Yeah.
So They, I have just released one this morning who got bailed up by a couple of cats and a dog. And when that happens, they can't find their way to the sea, mm-hmm. and they get into strife. So the fledglings, when they're on the move, they're heading towards the sea. So if you see them around, if they're coming through your yard, just make sure that they can find their way out of your yard.
Okay, Kathy, where do we go for more information?
PenguinRehab.org, which is our website. Also, Cradle Coast Authority has information on penguins, Parks and Wildlife. If you find a bird in distress, we have on our website a page on what to do, assistance that you can give, who to call. And you can also ring Bonnerong Rescue Hotline or Wildlife Management Branch in Department of Parks, Environment and Water.
Good to know. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.